Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another episode of Culinary Atlanta. Stone Payton here with you. We have John and Anderson from Handpicked Atlanta and Seven from Pokeberry and Lifting Noodle. All of us focused on what seems to be a marvelous table full of food here. Who'd you bring with you?
Hey, so this is Anderson with Handpicked. So today we brought with us John Colone, JC, as he's known, from the Slingin' Wings Festival 2018. How's it going, Jonathan?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So we're going to be featuring Jonathan on our site. We're also going to be eating some delicious wings from courtesy of Taco Mac today. Trying not to die on the slow burn. I don't know.
The slow burn flavor, you mean?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, and then we have Seven with us from Pokeberry. How's it going, Seven?
Hey, good. I'm always excited to be here. And we have all kinds of cool stuff going on this week too. So check us out for Burger Week with Creative Loafing and check us out at the Offbeat Night Market on Friday.
Right on, right on. So Jonathan, tell us a little bit about the 2018 Wing Festival here.
Well, Slingin' Wings is coming up May 12th at Brookhaven Park. This is going to be our second year. We are Atlanta's premier chicken wing festival. We're expecting about to have 30,000 chicken wings all in one place. And we'll have 50 different styles for everyone to taste. Of course, we'll have bands, DJs, we'll have ice cold Guinness to wash down your wings. And just a fun-filled day, bringing together the wing community in Atlanta. And if you are a wing lover, it's like your dream come true.
Wow. You're kind of like an OG with not only like chicken wing festivals, but also just festivals in general. How did you get into that? And like besides Slingin' Wings, what other kind of stuff do you have going on?
Yeah, been doing festivals for over 15 years. I started my first one back in 2003. A lot of them were just ideas. Like this actually Wing Festival came about. A friend of mine and I were driving to a Florida football game and we were talking about things that happen outside of Atlanta. And he was telling me about the Buffalo, New York Wing Festival. It draws 100,000 people. And wow. You imagine the amount of wings they go through in that festival. And I was like, man, that'd be great to have something like that in Atlanta. And a light bulb went off in my head. And I planned the very first one in Atlanta back in 2003. Did a run with another company and got bought out. And now sort of out on my own, doing my own thing with Slingin' Wings. But I've done...
This is your 19th?
19th Chicken Wing Festivals since 2003.
Wow.
And, produced a bunch of other events in Atlanta and other cities in the Southeast. Most of my time now, besides chicken wing festivals, I'm spending on like Halloween, New Year's Eve, and also with the company Sound Off doing silent discos right now.
Oh yeah, the silent disco thing is really cool. I was telling you a few weeks ago, I did one of those in another city. And I think it's a little bit different than yours, but it was way more fun than I thought it was going to be. How'd you get into that?
The silent movement is pretty cool. I mean, basically I was putting together a silent disco bar crawl a year ago. It led me to this company, Sound Off, which ended up hiring me. And now I'm doing events coast to coast. Actually, this last weekend, I did four events, two different EDM festivals, one in Ohio, one in Charlotte. And I had two events in Atlanta last weekend. So we're doing events on cruises, festivals, private events, corporate events. We're booking about 50 events coast to coast right now. And we're probably the second largest and globally doing this in about 20 different markets.
And just real quick, for anybody that might know, can you explain a silent disco?
So basically everyone has a headset and they're on wireless headsets. And we're broadcasting on FM radio to those headsets and three different DJs at the exact same time. So we might have 80s on one station, hip hop on another, and like EDM on a third station. And people can flip between those three different styles of music and have a unique experience that they've never experienced before. It's like driving your car, having your three favorite radio stations, and you can flip from A to B to C, and they're all color-coded with LED lights, so you know who's listening to what station. So it's sort of like a social experiment at the same time.
Yeah, you can see like somebody switch to green and like everybody else follow them because they start dancing.
The colors are green, red, and blue, and they correlate with the different DJs, and it's really cool and innovative. It's 2018 entertainment at its best, and probably we're doing one next weekend at the Battery, or it's actually this weekend, live at the Battery, so You know, if some folks want to come check it out, we're there Friday, Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Wow, and then, that sounds awesome.
For today, you brought some wings to try.
Yeah, our friends at Taco Mac, that's been serving wings in Atlanta since the 70s, I think. I think they opened up in the Highlands in 1979, if I'm correct. I might be off by a couple of years. They brought us out three different styles of wings. I know there's the Slow Death, which they said is a mix of two different really hot sauces. They say that burn later on. Then there's medium and chili mango, which I think is a dry rub. And so they brought us three different styles of wings. Now that the wings are being talked about, we might want to all taste at least one or two.
I'm going to start with the chili mango though, because I don't want to start off with the spiciest one.
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and start off with the spiciest one because that's how I do.
And while we're talking about wings real quick, I just wanted to mention what the wing community that's coming out to the Slinging Wings Festival. We have Three Dollar Cafe, Wing Factory, Wingstop, Smoke Ring, JR Crickets, Lit Ass Wings, which are alcohol-infused wings, Hudson Grill, Taco Mac, Hobnob, Hudson FC, Gala's, It's Jam Asian, Gilly's, Good News Barbecue, Debbie's Country Kitchen, and the Wing Shack ATL. So right now we have 16 different vendors that are going to sling over 30,000 wings on May 12th. So I guess I might as well try one now that we're talking about all the wings, right?
I just had the chili mango. It's definitely really good, but not spicy at all.
Yeah, I'm currently on the Slow Death. And so far, I'm not dead, so it must be a pretty slow death. Deliciousness.
And the medium is a perfect medium, so.
There you go.
Is the Slow Death sneaking up on you at all?
Not yet. We'll see what happens, though. We just got started.
Are you just playing tough, though?
Might be what's happening.
One thing I wanted to mention while we're talking about wings is at our actual festival, we do two different contests. One is called the Wing Eating Competition, which most people understand is like 2-3 minutes, all you can eat wings. We normally have 12 competitors. The winners normally put down about 25 wings in 2 minutes. And that's being featured by Hudson FC this year. And that's going to happen, I think, around 2 or 3 o'clock at the festival. And then we're doing a second competition called the Slingin' Wings Contest, which is the premise of the name Slingin' Wings is when a restaurant fries the wings, they drop them in a sauce bowl, they put wing sauce in the bowl, and they actually sling it around, and the wings jump around the bowl. I don't know if you've ever seen that process done.
Yeah, totally.
So I named this festival after that part. At my festivals, they will fry the wings, and they'll dump in the sauce bowl, and I'll see them saucing in the back. And it was something that I was always like, that's, you know, it's pretty cool. It's amazing. And they're not, you know, saucing each wing at a time, obviously. So we're doing a contest where it's sort of like the balloon toss or the egg toss, where people are going to toss wings back and forth with the bowls with sauce in them. And that's going to be featured by Gilly's. And that's going to happen, I think, around 4 or 5 o'clock. And then we're going to do like a tournament style, like March Madness, until there's one winner of that contest, where there'll be groups of two tossing wings back and forth with the bowls.
Wow. So question for you. I heard you mention the all-you-can-eat wing contest.
I had a question about that too, but you go first.
So I guess it's two-part. One, have you ever competed in this competition before?
I've judged it at all 19 festivals.
Okay, but you haven't competed.
No.
So we might need to have a sidebar after this and see who can eat more wings in 2 minutes. secondly, what's the world record there? Do you know, or the record at your festival for wings in 2 minutes?
The most I've ever seen, I think, is roughly 29 wings. And we cap it somewhere in the 2 to 3 minute range, because it's like watching the movie Stand By Me. You know, it's like,
yeah, it gets sad after a while.
You want to watch it, but it's sort of like a train wreck. You know, you're like, yeah, do I really look? Do I not? There's just like people shoving wings in their mouth, and it's amazing and disgusting at the same time.
What do you actually win if you win this contest?
The all you can eat one, or
the all you can eat
slinging
one?
Yeah,
both contests, there will be
Pepto-Bismol.
More wings. Yes.
both contests will have medals for the winners. Obviously, they go home with the medal, because they are the winner of the contest. We normally give out prizes for like the first place and the runner-up. We also get prizes from our radio partner. We're working with iHeartRadio, and they normally will give us like concert tickets or VIP experiences for the folks. And then normally, the restaurants, whether it's like Gilly's or Hudson FC, will donate like $100, $50 gift card for the winners too, so they can go into those establishments and be show up as the champion and have a little tab to have a good time in there.
That sounds awesome. Can judges also be in the contest? That sounds like a good prize.
I don't see why not. We normally do first come, first serve as far as the all the contests on site. We have like a sign-up sheet, and whoever is at the festival that buys a ticket that's there can sign up until we fill the spots. And then normally we take a few alternates because there's always someone that has a little too much beer that doesn't show up for the contest, right, or they leave and go home or whatever, you know.
Well, I was going to ask because Anderson and I are office neighbors with a guy named Sam, who's one of the founders of Good Wipes, the people that gave us the hand wipes to clean up afterwards. He has this whole thing where he goes around the office telling everybody that he's eaten like 55 wings and like some ridiculous time before or whatever. So I want to sign him up for this all-you-can-eat one now that I know there is one.
Yeah, and basically each contestant starts with a 20 box in front of them. If they finish their 20, they put their hand up and we'll put another 10 or 20 in front of them. But usually it's somewhere in the 20 to 30 range the winner will hit, because it's just, I think it's one of those things like the milk, you know, it's like there's only almost so much you can get down in so little time.
Right.
And so then you also have another competition that I guess is just a judgeship of the best wing in the whole competition. Generally, how does that work? And also, you know, Seven and I are super stoked to be a part of the judging panel of that.
It's nice to be on the other side of these contests.
Yeah, you're usually getting judged. So as you know.
So the way the judging, we actually have five different categories at the festival. The first one is the People's Choice Award. That's probably the most important, I think, at the event. Everyone who buys a ticket to the event will get a voting ticket to vote for their favorite wing at the festival. So we'll have one location, usually it's like right next to the beer truck, where you go and you vote whether you love Hudson Taco Mac, Wing Zone, Wing Factory, $3 Cafe, Gilly's, you know, Hobnob, whatever your favorite is. You drop your ticket in, you vote for your favorite, and that is the people deciding what their favorite wing at the festival, whether it's a smoke ring with the smoke wing, or if it's a fried wing from one of those places I just mentioned. So that's decided by the people. Then we have our judges awards, which you guys are helping us with, that we normally have five judges that are on a blind taste test. So all the boxes, instead of be labeled with the type of wing and who it's from, we labeled like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So all you're going to see is a letter. And we normally judge in four different categories. We have the best buffalo sauce, the best non-traditional sauce, which can be like lemon pepper, chili mango, it can be teriyaki, it can be barbecue sauce, anything like that. And then we also judge for the crispiest wing at the festival. We also judge for the best grilled, roasted type wing that's not actually fried. And so those four categories will be cited by the judges, and you'll taste, I think there's 16 vendors, two types of wings each. So you'll be tasting 32 wings. So trying to judge that, plus doing the wing eating contest is going to be a lot of wings in a day. That's how we normally judge the wings. And then we have for the winners, they get a medal and they get a plaque for the restaurant. And then for the runner ups, they get a plaque for the restaurant. And every year we try to have new ones. So if they do win an award multiple years in a row, they look differently within the establishment. So people know that they're, you know, award-winning wings that they're serving at their restaurants.
That's awesome. So I was looking at the site, and it also looks like you guys are going to have a pretty pretty awesome entertainment lineup too. You want to speak to that at all?
Yeah. We have four bands and one DJ. And I'm just going to pull up the list real quick. We have Michael Zaleb. He's going to play like an acoustic set to start the day. Then we have Skyballs, which is like an Allman Brothers and Fish tribute. And then we have The Geeks, which is like a 80s, 90s cover band that plays a little bit of everything. Great for festivals. And then the end of the day, we have Boots and Cats, which is like an electronic sort of fusion rock band that plays like, they'll play something like Tom Petty, but like an electro version of it and stuff like that. And then throughout all the breaks, we have DJ B3, and he's going to be playing anytime that we're switching out bands, he's going to be playing off and on throughout the day. And then we'll also have all those two contests that I mentioned going on in front of the stage. So there should be a lot of entertainment for people. You know, once they're out there and they eat a few wings, they don't have to go home. They can keep drinking beer, having a good time. We'll also have margaritas, vodka lemonades, you know, if non-alcoholic beverages for those who don't drink. And yeah, just trying to provide a fun-filled day out in the park, bring together the chicken wing community in Atlanta. Yeah, that's basically what's going on with the entertainment.
I'm sort of curious, what's your definition of the perfect wing? Like, if you had to say this is what a wing should be, and you can be biased.
I mean, for me, I like crisp to it. So like a lot of times when I'll go to a restaurant, I might ask for extra crispy because sometimes they don't come out crisp enough.
You gotta have that crisp.
Right, right. Yeah, for me, I like a wing normally about medium to hot, somewhere in that range for me personally. I don't like things super hot, but I like things where you can feel the heat, but it doesn't blow you away. You actually could taste the wing and a little crisp to it too. I think crispiness, and but you still, when you bite into the wing, you want the meat to come off the bone too, where it's not so crispy that it's like
sticking to the yeah.
So it's finding that middle ground right there. So for me, that's what I prefer in a chicken wing. What about you guys?
I mean, a lot of the same things. I was mentioning to you a while back that for me right now, the people that are winning most with wings are actually like not traditional wing places. A lot of the spots on Buford Highway, I'm really obsessed with everything they do, but I'm discovering wings popping up on a lot of these menus. And I'm not sure if that's because of how popular hot wings are in Atlanta already. But there's a Mexican restaurant on Buford Highway called La Pastorica, and they have a Mexican hot wing dish, and they're just unbelievable. And to me, they're like, you know how wings can sometimes feel like artificially plump, but then sometimes it can feel like you're just gnawing on a bone. Like they're that perfect median between that, and they're cooked perfectly, and you get like a bunch for not a lot of money. So I go Buford Highway. What about you guys?
I think for me, and you mentioned this, and they also provided the wings today, but Taco Mac, I'm from Atlanta, and obviously I've been eating Taco Mac for years. So I when I go to Taco Mac, I just say, you know, extra crispy, give them to me naked, because that's how I like them. And then, you know,
get the sauce on the side.
Exactly. The hottest sauce you have on the side, because, you know, I guess I like to put myself through pain. I don't know. What about you? You're a chef, Seven.
Yeah, what
so
about Seven?
Your opinion matters the most.
I love, two things. I definitely agree with crispiness is kind of a big deal. Aside from that juiciness, definitely for sure.
Like the meat itself needs
actual
to, yeah.
Meat, sometimes it's like dry or
totally,
chewy
totally.
And yeah. You don't want to mess with it. And then, of course, the sauce. So my favorite place right now is actually the Wing Bar.
You were mentioning that. Yeah,
they have kind of all of these normal flavors and then also these weird ones, but everything is super fresh. Everything just falls off the bone and it's amazing. And it's a great deal.
You said they cook a lot of it to order, right?
Yeah, they cook it right there. So like, you know, it's really the freshest wing that I've had in Atlanta so far.
I need to go check that. Before today, I had never even heard of it. What's it called again?
It's called the Wing Bar.
And it's in East Atlanta Village?
In East Atlanta.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. So another thing too that I wanted to ask you about, Jonathan, was there's a certain percentage of the proceeds that's going to be going to Releash.
Yeah. Basically, Releash Atlanta is helping us with some volunteers at the festival and helping us run some of the concession stands. They're a pet animal rescue charity, and which hits home with me. I have two dog rescues at home. They're both Yorkie mixes that me and my wife have I have a third dog, a boxer too.
Oh, nice.
And you know, when I do try to do events, I try to bring in some sort of charity element. So I'm working with them and giving them a portion of the proceeds from the concessions. And all the tips at the event go directly to that charity. So
wow.
If you're out at the event buying a beer and you're tipping, it's all going 100% to charity.
And I can save those receipts to file in my taxes next year. I'm kidding.
I don't know if there'll be a receipt book out there, but I do know that if you tip the bars at the event, all those tips are going to be going to Releash Atlanta, which will be helping with pet rescues in Atlanta, finding them homes, getting them shots and things like that. You know, obviously there's a lot of pets that get put down, and organizations like that help step up to the plate to find a home or the medical things that are needed for these rescues. So I actually did an event about a month ago with some other organizations, rescue called Paws on Patios, and we end up raising $5,000 or $6,000 just doing patio events citywide.
Oh, nice.
With like 10 different restaurants. So I'm always out there trying to work with different pet charities, especially rescues, because it hits home for me and my wife at home.
That's awesome. So it's good for people to know that not only will they be able to enjoy phenomenal wings and cold beer, but they'll also be helping out the puppies. And I think we all like puppy dogs.
I also wanted to make sure, Stone, what's your favorite wing?
I always enjoy them most, much like today, when someone else buys.
Free wing is hard to beat. That's true.
So that's my favorite flavor is free.
Yeah, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. What was everybody's opinion of the three that we tried today? I know what my favorite was, and it was not what I thought it would be.
I actually like the medium one. I didn't expect
that. Was like a classic wing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a classic. This is actually my first time eating Taco Mac.
It's your first time?
Yeah, I'm relatively new to Atlanta. So
too busy being a mayor of some city in Michigan, huh?
Doing something. No one understands the context of that. But
Seven is also, in addition to owning a really good poke restaurant, a mayor of a town in Michigan.
Mayor-elect.
Mayor-elect.
I've become mayor in May, so... That's a whole other story.
So you liked medium, and then Jonathan?
I mean, medium is normally where I go. I did like the chili mango, but I don't know if I liked it better. It was like a dry rub versus the sauce medium. So I would go with the medium. But chili mango was a nice change of pace, something different to try.
It was different, yeah. Anderson?
For me, I liked the slow burn the most, or the slow death.
I was worried it was going to be too hot, but that was what I liked the best too.
Yeah, it was really balanced, really nice.
It was really nice. And then Stone?
Seven held the medium back for me, so I knew that was his favorite.
throw that down.
But I got the slow death, and it was marvelous, but I enjoyed the variety. I liked having a slow death and a chili mango. I mean, they're all just absolutely delicious, and I'm a big Taco Mac fan too, so no surprise to me.
They're the best. Awesome. Well, Seven, is there anything else that you want to talk about or you want to mention that's going on?
I mean, we're always doing a lot. I guess I already plugged Burger Week that's going on.
Yeah, but what is up with Burger Week? You guys are making a burger, but you can't talk about it, really?
So I think we can talk about it now, but it's Creative Loafing every week. I mean, every year they do this big burger thing, and it's essentially, I think, 40 to 50 restaurants to participate. And you can go to the website, and what you'll see is a giant list of people that are competing for best burger. And we are kind of new to the burger game, but we're making something pretty delicious. We have a Korean barbecue burger, and kind of like with our poke, it's all about the meat. So expect that part to be really good, and also comes with a side of Brussels. And the best part is every burger for Burger Week at every restaurant is $5.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. Ridiculous. That's a great price, especially because burgers now are like $16 on everybody's menu. So
how many restaurants are competing in Burger Week? Sorry,
I think it's 40 to 50 of them.
And that's a lot of burgers.
From the impression that I'm under, each restaurant sells maybe 500-600 burgers a day during restaurant week, which is something we'll have to figure out because our space is very
small. Have you ever made a chicken wing?
I have not made a chicken wing, but I would love to suggest that next year you guys host a poke contest or a poke showdown, and we'd love to compete in that.
Yeah, maybe we can come up with something like indoors, because obviously there's fish involved. You know, an indoor place where you can keep the temperatures of the fish.
Has a poke corn dog that he makes.
Yeah, we won best corn dog with a sushi corn dog. We've won a sandwich battle. We've won all kinds of weird battles. So this burger one will be interesting.
I have an idea for the burger, because I know you guys like to eat. You know, maybe you guys can come up with a contest to see if someone can hit all the restaurants in a week and try the 40 burgers. That would be intense.
I would be worried about liability on that.
I'm pretty sure you'd give someone a heart attack.
But that would be fun. I'm going to try, because I really love burgers, but I do find myself there's something happened where, I guess because of the food movement, the average price of a burger did go up a lot from what it is. So a lot of times when I'm at restaurants, I'll order another dish because it's so comparably priced to what the burgers are now. And I, you know, oftentimes rather an entree or whatever, but $5 burgers, you can't beat that.
It's amazing. And another thing we're doing this week is Offbeat. That's a night market on Friday. It's going to be at a virtual reality bar, and there's a little festival outside with food and cool things. I think so. I have to check on that.
Yeah, that's Anderson and I's friend, Reverie. I'm pretty sure it's the only VR bar in town, so why I'm so comfortable saying it on air.
Makes sense to me.
That's a great bar. Super. Have you been there yet, Jonathan?
I have not. I've seen some photos online.
If you like the silent disco type stuff, you'd probably dig this bar. It's super, super cool atmosphere. He has mostly red lighting, you know, so it's very cool. His drink specials are incredible. He has these boilerplates, and you can get like for $6, you can get like a Tonya beer, which is from Nicaragua, and like a shot of tequila. So it's a really fun place to go. And the VR is a blast too. Anderson and I have been a couple times.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a super cool environment for a market. I can't wait to see what that looks like.
I'm under the impression there's going to be awesome food, including us, different activities, drinks, and it's going to run Friday from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. So come check it out.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. I'll be there.
I have a few other things I wanted to mention about the festival. Yeah. If we get back to that for a second. It is a ticketed event. So if you plan to go, purchase your ticket in advance for faster admission. We're working with Exorbia. You can buy them on our website, which is slingandwingsfestival.com. And every general admission ticket includes 4 wing samples. So you can go around to 4 different vendors and try one wing from 4 different places. Or if you just want to go up to one vendor and get all 4 from one, you're welcome to do that too.
And also tickets are on handpickedatlanta.com as well.
Correct. Yes. You have them there also. So we appreciate you guys helping bring some people out. As I mentioned earlier, we're expecting about 4,000 people this year. That's on a flow all day. So don't expect 4,000 to be there right when the festival starts. But we're an 8-hour event, noon to 8 p.m. So people flow in and out, which is great. So that hopefully the wing lines will be manageable. We have 16 different vendors all serving wings on site. So you have 16 different options of booths to pick from. And if you run out of your tickets, it's $1 a wing for a sample after that at any of the booths. So, you know, bring a few singles on you so that you can taste other wings once you run out of the samples that are included with your actual ticket to the event.
And how many vendors so far? It's a good deal, a good selection of wings, right?
Yeah, right now we're at 16. There's been a few more that have been in contact with me as I'm trying to close this out and lay out the site plan and deal with all the plans with the city and the fire marshal and everything like that. But we might max out at the most 18, but right now we have 16 confirmed.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for coming and joining us today. A special shout out and thank you to Taco Mac for supplying us some tasty wings and then the folks at Good Wipes for giving us some wipes to clean our hands off with.
Thank goodness for Good Wipes.
Yes.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for our good friends at Handpicked Atlanta. Our guest today, John Colon, our good buddy over at Pokebury, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Culinary Atlanta.